Wages and salaries, how much have they increased over the last four decades?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Wages and salaries of full-time employees adjusted for inflation, which dropped significantly between 2009 and 2013, started to rise since 2014 and averaged at $46,700 by the fourth quarter of 2018. In 1979, the average wages and salaries of full-time employees was $12,500 per year. Wages rose to $15,700 by 1982, an average annual raise of 8%. Huge raise, right? Wrong. Despite the 25% increase in wages in 3 years, adjusted for inflation, the purchasing power of that wage actually dropped by 6%. After the double dip recession of 1980-1983, wages went back up, reaching $20,000 by 1988, an average increase of 5% a year. Not bad. Real wages also rose, but by less than 1% a year. By 1998, average wages have risen to $27,300, an annual raise of 4%. The economy did pretty well after the recession of 1991. However, adjusted for inflation, average wages remained the same over the 10-year period of 1988-1998. We started with $12,500 in 1979, and by 1999, average wages had gone up to $28,500, more than a twofold increase. However, all smoke and mirrors. Adjusted for inflation, the sad truth is that real wages, that is, the purchasing power of that income, had actually dropped by 1% over two decades. Average wages of full-time employees rose by 35% between 1999 and 2009, despite the 2001 and 2008-2009 recession, an average annual raise of 3%. This time round, even after adjustment for inflation, real wages actually rose. Nothing like 3%, but still, half of 1% per year. Average wages and salaries of full-time employees in constant 2018 dollars rose from $42,300 in 1979 in 2018 dollars to $43,900 in 2009, an increase of 4% over 30 years, a little better than 1% every decade. But even that didn't hold. The impact of the Great Recession dropped wages all the way back to $42,500 by 2013, which makes the inflation-adjusted wage increase of less than 1% over a 35-year period. And that's not good. However, wages are on the way up. In 2014-2015, average wage increases was 2%. And for the last 3 years, it rose to 3% a year. Inflation, which was at 1.6% in 2016, has risen to 2.4% by 2018, which wiped out some of that gain. During 2018, the real increase in wages and salaries of full-time employees was 0.5%. With the economy in override, wages are starting to show measurable increases. And more importantly, they are increasing at a faster rate than inflation, which means higher real income for wage earners. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.